Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, February 15, 2024. This is my pre-market report. People, I know all of you out here are paying attention. You're raising your awareness. There is a very interesting, I don't even know what you want to call this, a thread that is being propagated right now by, guess who? The propaganda ministry. So what am I talking about? They're using a specific term to address a particular group of nations. We're talking about Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. Are you on the same page as me right now? They're calling this the anti-US axis. Now, that should really ring a bell, because it's the same terminology that they used during World War II against, with the Allies versus the Axis nations. They're setting the same thing up here, quite obviously. History may not exactly repeat itself, but it certainly does rhyme in the literal sense. So what does this mean in the grander scheme of things? You and I clearly understand what's happening. War must be expanded on by any means necessary. If that means another major false flag or a series of false flags, then it certainly feels like something is about to occur to me right now. And I did read the comments from the video I did yesterday. Look, it's what they do. It's their MO. It's their playbook. It's how they sell this stuff to the people of the world, and more specifically in this case, the American people, who are, I think, the most dumbed down on the planet Earth. It's really the truth, unfortunately. Not you see, you and me and the people that follow this blog, honestly, we can see through it all. Not only can we see through it all, because we know what they want to achieve. They collectively, being central banks around the world, right now we're focusing on the Federal Reserve. They are the true axis of evil. Central banks collectively are the axis of evil. They are the enemy of the people. They are destroying the global economy by design to issue in a new system. I've been speaking about this with all of you for 10 years. This is where they're going here. It's no, everything that we're seeing here today, this is all by design. Everything, even the propaganda right now, and this new, I love this new term. Actually, I hate it, but it's just incredible. The anti-US axis. I mean, come on, people. It's so in our face. And what they're going to do here, again, is stage a false flag event, and they're going to point their fingers at the anti-US axis and tell you or sell you why we need to kill more people. Anyway, look, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I just want you to be ready for anything. And I know you're going to, because when something occurs, and it will, it's just a matter of, is it going to be this weekend? I think there's a high probability of that. Or soon, we need to be ready for it. And when it happens, we're going to sit back and go, wow, we called it again. It's amazing. Actually, not really. It's too easy, should I say, to understand what they're going to do, because we know what they want to do, okay? Divide and conquer, point to who the enemy is, get you to hate these people, and then justify why we have to spend hundreds of billions of dollars, soon to be in the trillions, to murder these people, to kill these people here. Look, all wars, as you know, are banker wars, okay? This war is no different than any other war. All wars are a racket. People are easily manipulated into accepting all this. And it seems like that's what's happening now as well. And the power of the mainstream media, who is now dishing out more propaganda than ever before, at least in my view, and I would think you would have to agree with me, oh, our economy is strong, we're booming. Meanwhile, we couldn't possibly be doing any worse. The global economy is being systematically destroyed by central banks so they could issue in their new system. Period, the end. And they need to create more dependency on the current system so when they roll out the new one, after a major event, again, they have to make people beg for help. And that's exactly what they're going to do. The same institutions, and I'm talking about the central banks, who run it all. They run the economy. They run the financial system. They run the markets. They control the flow of information, all of it. They run it all, okay? You all know this. At least I hope you do. Okay. The same entities that are now deliberately destroying the current system, destroying the world, wiping out the world economy, creating slaves to their system, are going to be the same ones that are going to offer a solution. It's an incredible thing. It's amazing. Going back to the propaganda ministry. Okay, so we all understand clearly that the Federal Reserve, central banks have gone out of their way to create inflation. They've printed cash out of thin air. They're buying assets with all of their product here. This is deliberate here. And now they're promising that they are the institutions that are going to save us all. Really? Really? Honestly, do you believe that? No, of course, they're not going to stop. They're going to continue to inflate. And they're inflating right now. Again, who's paying? Where's all this cash coming from? The billions and billions to fund the Ukraine war, to fund the Israel war, to fund the current war that we're in here in the United States. I guess it's the Allies versus the Axis yet again. Wow, imagine my shock. Do you think is it a surprise to you that this new anti-U.S. axis, and that's what they're calling it, let's see, China, BRICS, Russia, BRICS, Iran, BRICS, North Korea, okay, the only one that's officially not a member? Come on, man. We know, you and I called this out before anybody else here. This is what's going on here. This is all about the U.S. dollar as the world reserve, and they will kill millions, millions and millions and millions of people to maintain that. Has nothing to do with anything else. That's the lie that's being sold to you. It's retaliation. Oh, it's retaliation. It's not retaliation. This is a slaughter. With regard to what's going on in the Middle East in total. And I think you know what I'm talking about. And without actually saying anything, you got to be really careful about things that you address here. So we'll just do that. What else did we find out this morning? So Cisco is laying off thousands of people, along with all of these other companies that continue, corporations that are laying people off, and of course they're going to get bid higher. They're going to also probably institute a stock buyback program here, going to propel the stock and the stock market higher. We got stock futures this morning higher, not by much. 10-year yield coming down, as we expected. We got the dollar on a relative strength basis weaker. We got Bitcoin over 52,000. You got gold and silver catching a bid. Crude oil under a little pressure this morning. That's where we stand. Here's what's on the agenda here for those that are seeking to destroy us. Obviously, it's more war. A lot more war. The Federal Reserve is going to use the mechanism of war to drive cash into, again, the perceived safety of debt, and that is going to drop bond yields. That mechanism alone opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. And the stock prices are going to go higher. We need a pullback. The other day we got that drop in the market. It was honestly nothing. We need a much bigger drop. Are we going to get it in this current environment? Who knows? Again, with these companies laying thousands of people off, getting rewarded by Wall Street, getting bid higher, and then these stock buybacks, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. If in fact, as is common to their agenda here, after the market closes on Friday, over the weekend, there's their window of opportunity. Generally, that's how, whenever a big false flag event is thrown at the world, okay, it generally happens over a weekend during off-market hours. That's how it works. We'll see where it goes. But in this kind of, let's say, for example, we get a big false flag event over the weekend. Gives the market a chance to digest it. And then we'll see how it would play out the following week, that Monday. And I would expect to see, again, cash make its way into the perceived safety of debt. And we'll see how that affects the market. All right, people, look, we got this down, you and me. So just like I've been telling you forever, be ready for anything. Because they are not done. They are going to do things to us and try to sell us things that are so far-fetched, that are so beyond the realm of what's actually going on. And many people are going to buy it. But I think people are getting smart. People are starting to wake up, and that should scare you a little bit. That means they're going to have to kill more. Think about it. Think about it. Honestly. All right, look, this guy here loves you left from the heart. I mean that. Please comment, share the video, get it out there. I'll see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream. All right, I'll see you there.